This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. There is strong potential for U.S. pork in Indonesia. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit FCSAmerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
With support from the National Pork Board, U.S. Meat Export Federation Chair Randy Spronk recently traveled to Indonesia to see the market potential firsthand. While Indonesia is a majority Muslim country, Spronk said there is strong potential for U.S. pork sales.
You know, if you really looked at it, you think, well, 280 million people. I believe it's 85 to 87% are Muslim. Kind of going, well, you know, they're not going to have any pork products. But when you actually take the 17% remaining, you know, it's 35 to 36 million people. And, you know, that's Canada. And so there's still a lot of opportunity. I think we were 1.13 kilograms per capita consumption. It reminds me of Colombia, where you were low teens per capita consumption, where you actually came in and doubled the consumption over a 10-year period. I think it's got great opportunities to be able to do that.
Spronk made the journey with representatives of the Indiana Soybean Alliance, a U.S. MEF member organization that has developed strong relationships providing soy protein in Indonesia. Spronk said those relationships could provide the stepping stones for developing more pork trade.
Talking to the importer of the soybeans, they already have the logistics there to distribute soybeans to a multitude of islands to be able to have them processed daily on each one of these items. That company was actually looking to get their beef import licenses. So I think that firm there has the logistics, has the infrastructure there. You know, in Indiana Soy, has the relationships here. And so I think there's great opportunities to be able to, you're already there with soybeans, to actually grow the beef market here to compete with Australia and Brazil.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.